Hey, Han.
Hi, Sam.
You're my option one. Chat of Line! Hey! Option One podcast. See what I did there? Today, I'm here with the lovely Hannah Sophia. Today's podcast is going to be about, obviously, yourself, stuff you've done before, what led you into camming, a bit of stripping and stuff that you've done there. And also, we're going to touch on social media, how that's affected things, and also touching on mental health as well. Really interesting topics. And then I'm going to try and schmooze you with some chat up lines at the end, just like the first one, better than the first one I just did.
How can you get better than that?
We're going to see. You're going to see.
You're through to Option One.
Option One podcast.
So, Hannah.
Hi, Sam. Sophie,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you ever play like drinking games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a game we used to play, and it's like, we won't do drinking in it, but it used to be called In the Pink Castle. You ever heard of it?
No. What's that?
So basically, I'm going to say a sentence, and I'm allowed two items in the pink castle. And you just have to say the sentence and choose two items in the pink castle. And I'll say to you if you can have those items or not have those items. Tristan, you can play if you want.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I went to the pink castle and I took a table and a tong. Those are the two things I took in the pink castle. I was allowed in the pink castle. Do you want to try two items that you think you can take in the pink castle?
It could be literally anything.
Well, they can't literally be anything. I'll decide. There's a trick to it.
Okay, I'm imagining like a Barbie castle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to the pink castle and I took the big long mirror and the dressing table.
No, you can't take them.
Oh, why?
Huh?
Why?
Because you can't. That's part of the game.
Oh, okay.
But I went to the pink castle and I took a mirror. And I took a monkey, and I could, and I was allowed in the pink castle.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Tristan, do you want to go to the pink castle and take two items?
Yeah, okay.
He looks really confused.
I went to the pink castle, and I took my phone and my headphones.
No, you can't take your phones and your headphones.
I went to the pink castle,
yeah,
and I took a ball.
Yeah.
And a bottle.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He went to the pink castle, and he took those two things.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I go again?
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Okay. I went to the pink castle and I took a cake and a unicorn.
No.
you're just out to school, people's fun.
No, you can't take those two things. I mean, I went to the pink castle and I took an umbrella and a unicorn.
Why are you allowed the unicorn and I'm not?
Because I took an umbrella and a unicorn. It's two items.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tristan's face is so confused.
I don't get this shit, man. Huh? What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on either. I'm just rolling with it.
Huh? I mean, comment below if you know what I'm doing. There's a game that you might have played at uni where you can take two things into the pink castle.
I went to the pink castle and I took my water bottle and a plant.
No. I went to the pink castle and I took a plant and I took another pink castle.
I'll get the fuck out.
What, and two pink castles?
And I took a cat and a computer.
Yeah, a cat and a computer you could take.
Oh.
No?
Yeah, I don't understand why you're just allowing Alan to have everything and me and
because
Tristan
he's doing he's doing the same trick that I'm doing. It's not personal. So I can take Hannah to...
I'm black.
I can take Hannah to the pink castle, but I can only take Hannah and a helicopter.
Right, okay.
But I can't take Hannah and a car... Anna.
Oh, they both begin with A.
Yay! Oh, there we go.
Aww.
They both got to begin in the same letter. Yeah, Tristan's okay, there we go. It's fun when you get it, but when you don't get it, it's just bloody annoying. Feel angry at that? That was quite an angry game.
No, I'm not angry.
That's
I'm
okay.
Cool.
Tristan's like, angry, I can tell.
Yeah,
Tristan's pissed off.
Okay, Hannah.
Okay.
So, a little bit about, obviously... How long have you worked here at Vape Station?
It's been just over 2 years now, properly. Yeah,
nice 2 year anniversary.
Yeah.
So what did you do before this?
I've done a whole mixed bag of stuff. To be honest with you, I've done. I used to work behind a bar. Mm-hmm. I was a supervisor behind a bar. Worked in Sainsbury's. I've worked in education recruitment. I've worked in commercial recruitment. I was a stripper.
Yeah. So did you do stripping and then you did camming?
Yeah, yeah. So I started off in this industry with stripping.
Yeah.
Dipped my toe in with a little bit of stripping. personally, I was a terrible stripper.
Oh, what made you think that?
The only thing that I was good at was actually taking my clothes off. And anyone who has dabbled in stripping or is a stripper will tell you that is so much more than that. I feel like in this industry, to a certain extent, you've got to kind of, you've got to have a bit of hustle to you.
You've got to
have a little bit of gift of the gab. But stripping is full on hustle, man.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard work.
Because I guess you compete with everyone that you're in the same club with as well.
Sure, yeah.
Do you get on with people in there, or do you find it was just mad competitive?
To be honest with you, I think when I first started, I was really, really intimidated by the other girls. Really intimidated because that was in my early 20s, and I think before I'd had sort of quite a sheltered life, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
The reason why I got into stripping was because I went in as a customer once with my friend, and I was like, oh yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could get up on that pole.
Yeah, a couple drinks in.
Yeah, a couple of drinks, yeah.
Yeah, I think that as well. they kick you out if you try.
I'm sure you're great strippers out.
No. What made you, so was it scary the first time you did it?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
And then comparing that to cams, was that scary the first time you did that?
No, not in comparison. I think the first time I did cams, I think the novelty still to a degree just doesn't wear off sometimes when you've had a really good day. You're like, wow, I cannot believe that person just spent money to talk to me.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be a nice feeling, surely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as I said, the novelty some days just still doesn't wear off.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking this, how did your, friends or family react to when you were doing, you wanted to do stripping and then camming? Were they supportive? Were they...
I actually, when I first started stripping, I didn't really tell anybody
that
I was doing it. And I think that was really detrimental, actually.
What, you think that's why it didn't work?
No, I think to an extent I had a little bit of internalised whore phobia, which I think a lot of people do when they first start in this industry, because obviously it sort of goes against the grain and what society tells you is a sort of socially acceptable job. So I was scared of what people's reactions.
What
I was a little
say?
Bit worried about people were going to think about me. So I only told maybe a handful, two or three friends. I didn't really tell anybody.
Did you have positive reactions to it?
I had my best friend, she was reacted really well, but she's
nice.
She's really liberal anyway, she always has been.
Yeah.
Same as me.
Get your hustle.
Yeah. I'm quite lucky in that I've had a really liberal upbringing myself.
That's nice.
So yeah, but in comparison to now, I'm really lucky. I've got a really good sort of friendship network. Everyone's really supportive of me.
Yeah.
Everyone is really my cheerleader and tells me that they're proud of me and things like that, really nice. Yeah,
nice. Your cheerleader, as in you do cheer?
No, as in they're cheerleaders.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
I was gonna say, I know you for 2 years and not once you mentioned that you're a cheerleader.
I wish I was a cheerleader.
That'd be fun. You could be a good cheerleader.
I'm a terrible dancer and I'm awful with coordination routine, but
yeah, I think you need all those three things to be a cheerleader.
Yeah,
maybe something
do.
Else. Get on camming.
That's why I was a terrible stripper as well, because I cannot dance.
I mean, no, I can't dance either. I do the two-step.
Yeah, I can do a bit of two-step.
That wasn't part of the stripping though, was it? Just
no,
two-step?
Unfortunately.
No. The first time you did one of them, surely that was a bit nerve-wracking. Do you get taught how to do it? Does someone show you how to do it?
Yeah, a girl did tell me.
Oh, is it just one girl that comes in and just teaches
so,
you?
She taught me how to do, because the first club that I worked in, it was striptease only, so there was it was not lap dancing, it was literally just... tease, no touching at all whatsoever.
So what's that? Is that a show on a pole, or is that what is the strip tease? I don't know.
So a private dance basically.
Okay.
But you literally just sort of dance seductively, take clothes off.
Yeah.
They just sit there and you sort of hover over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be quite scary. I don't think I could ever
do
that.
If you can't dance, that must be awful.
Yeah.
That bit I was okay at, it was the pole dancing. I'm absolutely terrible. But yeah, I used to get quite drunk.
Yeah, fair enough. I'd do the same as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I used to just get quite drunk.
And then go on the pole.
Yeah. Which was interesting. I think I definitely fell off stage at least once.
Nice. So in terms of like camming and stuff like that, like, do you feel like you're in a good place now in terms like of what you're doing and how other people see it and stuff like that compared to stripping?
Oh yeah, 100%. I've done a complete 360. So where before, when I first started all those years ago, I'm 32 now, and that was probably when I was 23, 24. Mm. I've gone full circle. I'm very, very open about what I do now. My work Instagram, I use my personal one as well. Mm. Like, so everyone's quite aware of what I do. Mm. I don't feel like I've got anything to hide. And I'm a very big believer in this industry that the more you normalize it, mm. And the sort of more confident that you carry yourself, the more other people are like, oh, actually, you know, like, yeah, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not so scary.
Yeah. What is the negative stuff you've experienced, and like, how do you deal with that?
I think...
Is it all on social media, or is it been in person at all?
Because
I've experienced stuff in person as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of things have you... your friends or people that you open up to?
Yeah, I think I mentioned this before on another one, but especially it's like we said about guys and girls and how they feel about it. Normally it is... I actually experienced something very recent. Another one, I went out on a night out, and she had a fair few drinks, bless her, but it was just a social event where we sort of knew everyone, and the running joke is that this guy works at Babe Station
always.
Yeah.
It was something along the lines of, like, everyone was asking me questions, like bombarding me with questions, and I think I made a joke or something along the lines of, what did I say? I said something along the lines of, the girls are actually really lovely. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And everyone will get on with them. But then she said, why did you say the word actually? And I went, what do you mean? She was like, well, you should assume they're nice. And I was like, yeah, but it doesn't make it... I'm doing the misconception of what everyone else is saying.
Yeah. I understand where you came from.
I understand where she's coming with, but it's not what I meant. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like you always have to kind of, because I feel like that as well as a performer, but as someone who also works here, do you feel like you have to win people round before they've even sort of said anything?
Yeah, especially. Yeah. And especially when it's like, you have to win people round in terms of like, it goes in patterns, doesn't it? It goes funny.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it. And then it's like, no, seriously though, what it's like. And then it's like, there's always someone when you talk seriously about it, and because in a conversation, you don't section it like that. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know, for that one that happened to her, she obviously, I don't know, it must be, I don't want to assume, but it's because I'm a man, and I think she just wanted to say.
She was reaching. She was trying to.
Yeah.
She was reaching.
She was just trying to push some buttons. Mm-hmm. But like, do you, in terms of like, do you experience that when you go out and stuff like that, or like mates and stuff like that? Or
the only most recent, because I don't tend to tell people who I don't know. Like, so if I don't think that I'm ever going to see somebody again, I don't really think that it's necessary for me to tell someone the in-depth what I do. Like, if someone asks me sometimes I'll say I'm an accountant, sometimes I'll say that I'm a glamour model, because I am. I don't really deep it that much, but maybe about a year ago I went out with a friend, and I was in a relationship at the time. He didn't come along, it was just me and her, but we were talking to this group of lads, and I can't remember why I disclosed what I did. I actually said that I worked here. Mm. I'm not quite sure. I can't remember how it came, the conversation. We'd been to a bottom.
It does sometimes.
We'd been to a bottomless brunch, so there'd been a fair amount of alcohol flowing.
It does. It always comes
and,
up.
And he was like, and your boyfriend's okay with that? And I was, I was like, yeah. And he was like, but no, that's not right. And I was like, I didn't want to obviously like bother arguing with him, because some people there's no point. I was on a night out. I was trying to enjoy myself.
Yeah,
you know.
People just have a massive misconception.
They do.
Like,
yeah.
Because obviously, your relationship at that time must have been the same as any other relationship.
Yeah.
I assume. Yeah. monogamous and just
it was.
So when you first met him, because this is what I struggle with, like I never know when to say to someone that I work at Babe Station in terms of girls as well.
Yeah.
Like how did you deal with that?
I'm open about what I do. I don't try and hide anything. I tell someone from the get-go. I think also it depends where you meet someone, doesn't it? I think if you were to meet someone on like a dating app or something, then how do you just like, how does that flow into conversation? Oh, by the way, I work at Babe Station.
Yeah. Like, or I just put some pictures of me on Tinder at Babe Station with Hannah Sophia. That's not going to work, is it?
Wearing your Mr. P hoodie.
That's it. I mean, that's not going to work, is it? No one's going to say yes to the guy that's, you know, hey.
But you look like a fan.
Yeah, I do look like a fan. I never thought about that, actually. Not that I've done that.
You haven't.
No, of course I haven't. I haven't done that. But How did you meet? Did you meet on a night out? Did you meet through friends?
I can't remember. She didn't. I don't think she told him, our mutual friend, that who we met through. Mm. I think it was me that ended up telling him, because I found him. I went through her Instagram followers. I was like, that's the one. I followed him.
Nice.
First, and I was the one to sort of instigate the further contact, and obviously. He would have seen on my Instagram and got a fair idea of what I did.
Yeah.
But when we actually met up in person, he said, so, you know, what is it exactly you do? And I was like, oh, I'm a glamour model. I work at Babe Station. And he was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a gamble, isn't it, at the end of the day. But
any relationship is, isn't it, really? So, like, I'm sure there's going to be stuff. As long as you communicate with each other and stuff like that, then it will be...
Yeah, of course.
Fine. And you've got to have trust as well, I guess. That's the most important thing as well.
Yeah, obviously trust is paramount in any relationship. I think also when you first meet someone, you have to gain their trust anyway. I can't, you know, just meet someone and expect them to trust me straight away.
Yeah.
That would be unrealistic.
Yeah. You're in a relationship too. Did your partner ever...
I met her before I started working.
You met her before you started working. So when you said you're going to work here... Mm. Was her reaction positive or...?
She had questions.
Yeah, I can imagine she would.
But once I kind of explained to her the atmosphere of this place and how, like, it's kind of professional. I say kind of professional. It's professional.
She's not professional.
And just the vibe, with the girls and stuff like that. Like, they come out with their dressing gowns on, tell you to make your tea, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's completely different. But I think if... it's so easy to say, oh, guys are so stupid. They say, I wouldn't date a girl that works at Babe Station. But think about that before you worked here. Like, would you still think the same thing? Like,
has your perception changed?
100%.
You would still date a girl that worked here before you worked here?
No, my perception's changed.
Yeah, exactly. So it's so easy to be like, oh, yeah, what
difference? Yeah, I do understand where people come from.
Yeah.
But it's like... when you work here long enough, it ends up being, because, you know, it's an environment where, like, Hannah has a level of intimacy with, like, in general there. Do you know what I mean? So she has to trust all the people that she works around. So we probably gain a lot of trust in general.
Yeah,
more than
sure.
You would do, like, a bar job or an office job. Do you know what I mean?
Because of the nature of the business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think... then you become protective when you get into that conversation because you know all the girls, and it's like, if someone, I don't know, you do though, don't you?
Yeah,
naturally.
I know. I back so many of the girls who work here just in day-to-day basis when they're like, oh, I'm sure the girls here are just sluts and stuff like that. It's like, no, they're not. They're normal fucking people.
That's it. And they just do normal stuff, but their job's this. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. But yeah, that was actually something that I wanted to ask you guys, because obviously you, and as men as well, because obviously your experience is completely different than a woman's experience. Because, you know, beforehand, obviously, you know, I don't know, like you had certain perceptions of the industry, and now obviously you've come into it, you see it in a completely different light. Mm. And also it probably does, like, because we take for granted, like, performers that work here, obviously it can in some ways affect our experiences with dating and stuff, but obviously you guys as producers and things like that, that probably does affect your dating experiences as well.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Is it, yeah, it's, I don't know how you navigate.
Just meeting new people, like, it's the first.
Well, yeah, because I've always said, like, how we meet new people, like, sometimes that's hard to do that. But then it's like, I don't know. If I want to boil it down to a really simple phrase, it's like, don't want to sound like woe is me, but it's like, I've still got an awesome job and I meet lovely people. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, why would the girl pick the guy that films other glamour models? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always think that the girl ends up picking, like, do you know what I mean? It just seems like too much of an effort of a stream. But
I get that, but
that's meeting people in a different way. So if I met someone through a friend or something like that who knows me, then that would be different. So I guess it works both ways. I guess you just don't really, but I mean, I don't believe in dating apps and stuff, do you?
No, so I was actually going to say that. My experiences on dating apps were quite short-lived when I won't use the phrase made a mistake of linking my social media, because I do think in some way, like, why should I have to hide what I do? Like,
it's
like,
always that
if you don't link your social media to a dating app, people think that you're just like a fake profile, or they're like, oh, what are you trying to hide? Mm-hmm. But then if you do, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because, you know, if you do, like, people, you know, see what you do, and you kind of get to the point where I received wild messages from various different people, and I thought it was
give us a few examples of the wild messages.
So one guy messaged me, like, so we didn't even match. I think it was Tinder. We didn't even match. He messaged me and he was like, why do I get the impression that you're not on Tinder looking for love?
How did he think that was going to work? What did he think your answer was going to be?
I don't know.
I'm not looking for love. Come over to mine.
Yeah.
What has that ever worked for anyone?
Yeah.
What a stupid thing to say. What was his name?
Oh, God, no. I'm ashamed to say I did bite the bullet, and I did reply to him. He didn't reply to me back. And same. I was like, so explain yourself then. Why do you get that impression from me? Hmm?
Yeah.
And yeah, he wasn't brave enough to reply. But I did get another message.
What did he look like?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. No.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even remember if he had
I don't know if he was like a really good looking guy, or was he like... Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think he was all right looking from memory. Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't know if he had a cocky attitude and that was his go-to.
Maybe.
Go on. That's the second one. That's the next one.
But yeah, there's this another guy. Like, a couple of times, he stayed in my request because I never responded to him, but he messaged me a couple of times. I think we actually did match, but then I didn't bother to message. And so he reached out to me on social media and basically saying that he was going through a divorce. He was really happily married, but it didn't work out. And I think he literally said the words, you look like the kind of girl who likes to have a bit of fun. I'd love to have some fun with you, but I'm not looking for anything serious at the moment. I thought... The audacity.
Firstly, he pours his heart out. I'm not going to lie to you right now. I'm going through a divorce and my marriage wasn't very good. It was a really good marriage, but I just don't want to do it anymore. So I'm just looking for some fun. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Dude, whoever you are, he's
trying to hit every box. Do you know what I mean? I want her to feel sympathy for me as well as, you know, I want to be a douche as well. Yeah, I can't say.
It was wild.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever done that. Like, because you wouldn't do that in person, would you?
No.
The bravery behind. Do you know what I mean? The bravery behind, like, being on social media is insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you can just say. I mean, we deal with it obviously because of you know our platform. You know, even though there is some amazing customers that we have out there, not all of them are. As nice as pie.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, trolling and stuff like that is just difficult to navigate. How do you navigate stuff like that? Do you put it in the back of your mind? Does it ever get to you?
I've got better with it now. It was a little bit of a shock when I first started, I won't lie. And there have been times where we've spoken about it here before when we've had you know, sort of staff meetings. And meetings about mental health and things like that, because it can take its toll, especially when you suffer with mental health like I do.
Yeah.
it depends. I think it depends on what day you get it as well. If I'm having a good day, sun shining, I'm in a good headspace, I'm having a good day work-wise, I'm making all right money. If someone comes in my chat box and they say whatever they say, I'm like, mute, bye.
Yeah.
But if it hits you on a bad day, if you're not doing very well, it's quiet, you're not made that much money, and if you're in a bad headspace, it can get to you. And especially if that person says something that's, you know,
hits hard
depending on what it is.
That must be quite hard. Like, I don't think I could do that. I always think, like, you said about you know, with your mental health, if you don't mind me asking you.
No, not at all.
A little bit about that. So is that something you've always struggled with, or did it since you're working here, is it something that's...
It's something that I've always struggled with. Okay. Since I was probably about 6 or 7, actually, I had anxiety, but obviously at the time I didn't know what it was. Yeah. When I was little, as I've got older, I'm like, oh my God, like, is that normal to not worry about everything all the time? It gets manageable though.
Yeah. Is that tools that you've learned to manage it?
Yeah, definitely. And I've learned that I've just got to ride the wave with it.
Because I think, especially in, like, in my opinion, especially in like recent culture, like, anxiety seems like a real big buzzword that people sometimes use. So like what would you say is the difference between having anxiety and being anxious? Like, what do you think is the clear difference in that?
Do you mean in the sense that obviously everyone gets anxious?
Everyone gets anxious, yeah, but yeah. I can imagine people get anxious, but I don't think people, obviously some people do, like yourself, like, have anxiety.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you, like, what do you think? Because I think there's a time in my life where I thought, like, I think I've got anxiety.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I worry a lot. But for me, it was like, I was drinking too much.
Yeah.
I was eating too much. I wasn't looking after myself.
For sure.
I was smoking way too much. And it's like, oh, my heart's not racing because... I've got anxiety. My heart's racing because I've had 3 Red Bulls, I've had 20 fags, and I keep drinking every night. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
lifestyle for sure is a big game changer with that sort of thing in terms of giving yourself more of a fighting chance. Definitely. But my personal experience with, because I've got a good old fashioned mix of both depression and anxiety, and I always have done. But in terms of anxiety, especially, I've sought help frequently in the past couple of years. And most recently, I started having therapy for a couple of months.
Okay, I've tried therapy before.
And although I'm not, I would just like to say for the record, I'm not formally diagnosed, professionally diagnosed, because normal therapists and counsellors can't diagnose.
Oh, really?
It's only psychiatrists, I believe.
Yeah.
But my therapist did say that my anxiety... triggers a lot of overthinking and what sounds to her OCD tendencies as well.
Yeah, okay. OCD as well is in terms of, like, what is OCD? Being really particular on stuff.
Obsessive compulsive. So it's.
Sorry, I don't know too much about the OCD side of things.
It's like a stage. So especially like with overthinking, I'll become obsessed with something, and then my compulsion is to either overthink it or sound it out loud.
Yeah.
Just go over it and over it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, so is that something that you feel better about now, or is it? I guess it's something you'd work on every day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and as I said, it's riding a wave.
Some days are good, some days are bad.
Yeah, definitely, and it can for sure affect working in this industry, because everyone who works in this industry will know, especially if you do things like CAM. And TV.
It must be so tough. Yeah, because you're. You're also doing something that I think people that don't have anxiety would be anxious about anyway.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've got anxiety and you're doing it anyway, like, every time you come in and work, surely in your head, because I feel you do, you must win a battle every day, sort of thing, by just doing it every day. So you should be really, really proud of yourself for doing that.
Oh, thanks,
mate. That's all right. So, like, because we do have like lots of like shout out to Pineapple Support as well. Is that someone you've spoken to recently?
They came in.
Yeah, they came
about a year ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they did a thing. They're really good. So they
did a workshop with us. They were amazing. Really, really helpful.
If people don't know about Pineapple Support, they work with girls in the adult industry with mental health and different things they have to deal with on a daily basis, and they're really great, to be honest with you. But no, thank you for saying all that part of it. How do you feel about like? Does social media put more pressure on it as well? Because now, because you're on TV and cams and stuff, like, I'm gonna lie to you, I only have like 600 followers, and sometimes I get when I post something, I'm like, oh, hope people watch that. Is that something that you do, or have you gone past that stage now?
I don't put as much focus on social media as I used to. In terms of like, do you mean sort of in terms of posting something and then worry about how many likes I'm going to get?
Just because you said you worried about it, because I guess that's. I don't know. Is that the point of social media, to try and get more likes? I don't know. It depends how you look at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is that something you felt, or was that never a part of it?
I think I do. I personally struggle with sometimes feeling like I'm not good enough on social media. I think body image and the way that body image is a big thing.
Okay,
the industry.
So let's talk about that then. So in terms of, is it in terms of you personally, or looking, or what someone's body image is? Is it comparing yourself?
Comparing myself to other performers, definitely.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's a psychological thing, isn't it? Because we know, everyone's really aware that social media is not real life.
Mm.
And obviously there's so many apps these days where you can edit your face, you can edit your body, etc. And a lot of us do use them.
Mm.
But it's really easy to still look at pictures of other girls and other performers in the industry and think, oh God, I wish I looked like her.
Mm. Do you know what? I think a lot of people will be surprised that you said that. And I like, that was one of the things when I started working with girls that have like, you know, big social media followings that post like amazing pictures. Like it doesn't matter how high the followers you go, or how high what the girl does and stuff like that. All the girls say the same thing that you just said.
Yeah.
Like from working here, like it's like,
sure.
Oh, I don't like it compared to this one. It feels like it. You never get to that point, do you?
No, you don't. And also, even working here, like some days, if you come to work, I mean, it's the nature of the industry. Some days you'll come in and you won't do very well, but someone else will do really, really well. And obviously, we can hear each other, and you can hear who's doing really well.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. Like some days, I've come to work and I've had a bad day, and I can hear like other girls have been quite popular during the day, and I'll go home. I'll think, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, but as long as you know that that isn't a reflection on you personally, that's
it's
still hard
reminding
to hear
myself, constantly, sort of convincing myself that it's not necessarily to do with like what I look like.
Yeah.
It can be a number of different things. It could be that other girls that have done well have like a regular customer who's spent money on them, or it's always like that. And it was like that a lot in the stripping world as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess, but I think all like a lot of girls and guys as well. Like, I guess I can't speak for girls, but for guys as well. Like personally, I'm now working on myself and trying to do like looking at other people, and it's not that I'm saying I'm looking at men that are topless, but when there's a good looking guy that walks past, why are you laughing at me? Because I always get something in that sounds like
there's nothing wrong. Like if you look at guys topless,
no, I don't look at guys topless.
I don't. It's all good.
Not anymore.
This is why men can't be vulnerable, by the way.
That's it. So I think it never ends. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree with you.
Because it used to be, because everyone wanted to look like Tom Hardy, didn't they? And now everyone wants to look like Chris Hemsworth, isn't it?
Can I just say it for the record? I don't really see the fuss with either of them, to be honest with you.
Good.
Also, Yeah, I love...
Exclusive.
Yeah, that's it.
I love...
Did you hear that, Chris?
I feel like, there is actually, that's something that's not spoken about enough. I think also men do have a lot of pressure that people don't talk about. I think their focus is quite often on women and the pressure to look a certain way, but there's an awful lot of pressure on men as well.
Yeah, I think it's different types of pressure. It's twofold, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like... Like, because you said about a relationship before, did he, when it was through a friend and obviously you went through Instagram and you were like him,
yeah.
Did he come up and chat to you then? Like, how was that first interaction? Was it messaging? Was it?
After the first time that we met and after I'd messaged him on Instagram,
yeah.
Do you mean?
Yeah.
He came.
Was it like a line? Did he do a line or anything? Or was it a chat up line or was it anything like that?
No.
Or was it just no? It was just like, hey, how are you, sort of thing?
Yeah. It was just, hey, how are you? He came around and he put my sofa together.
Nice.
I stupidly ordered a sofa from IKEA and I couldn't put it together myself.
Oh, yeah. On purpose.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, I really can't.
No,
really can't do stuff like that. I really am that terrible.
I did it, but it took me all day.
So frustrating.
All day. So frustrating. Like too many hours. Do you know what I mean? Might as well just bought it. Do you know what I mean? Already done. I was just saying that because in terms of like, do you think it's lost now because of all social media and stuff like that? Do you think, can a guy just walk up to a girl and say like, hey, how are you doing? And can it spark like that? Or do you think because of Tinder, Bumble and all this stuff, do you think it's now not like that anymore?
Personally, from my point of view, I'd always rather meet someone organically, but I'm quite comfortable as long as the guy's obviously sort of like respectful.
Yeah.
If someone to come up to me if I'm on a night out or whatever and say, can I buy you a drink?
Does that happen often?
I'm trying to think of the last time that happened. I think there's a lot of pressure on men to make the first move.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I have...
Have you made the first move before?
Have I made the first move? Yeah, I think I've made the first move. Yeah, I have actually. A couple of years ago, one occasion springs to mind.
Was it a line?
I was like, oh, I like the guy that works behind the bar. I'm going to ask him for his number. So I asked him for his number.
But he's well happy.
He still thinks about that.
That's it. I bet he's still thinking about that now. Well done, man. But because I think that like there is like a lot of pressure on guys to go up and talk to a girl.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? And I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't know if you knew this, but guys like generally make a strategy plan with their mates if it's talking to another guy. I've done that before.
That's cute.
Yeah, I'll play it out.
You play it out in your head like, a lot of times.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, but sometimes it doesn't work out. I do have a game actually. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah. I've got just because we're talking about chat up lines, I've got cringy chat up lines. So you're supposed not to laugh or cringe at this if you can do it. Now, by the way, I did, just to verify, I did not come up with these chat up lines. Yeah. And I would say probably don't use them. They're not great. They're from the World Wide Web.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're going to be ones that, I don't know. Well, maybe you say at the end if any chat up lines would have worked on you. Like, would any of them worked on you? Yeah, so...
Go for it. Poker face.
Yeah, poker face. Yeah, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think there's something wrong with my phone because it doesn't have your number in it.
I failed at the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Hey, that works. I acted that one. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Thought about that one. Cool. Okay. God, my favourite word is menu, as in me and you. Nice. The awkwardness makes it even more better. Excuse me, I think you have a sparkle on your eye. Oh no, I did that wrong.
I never know when you're doing a chat up line or actually.
No, these are all just chat up lines. These are all just chat up lines now. Yeah. Excuse me, I think you have something in your eye. Oh no, it's just a sparkle.
It's the way that you say it. It's a little... No, it's just a sparkle.
Awful, right? I assume they're cheesy, so they've got to be cheesy, right? I'm no photographer, but I can picture us together. Hey. Hey, Did you want a raisin? Sorry, none left. Perhaps a date then?
Oh, hey. that's bordering cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you alone because you've got my interest? That's awful.
What?
Are you alone because you've got my interest? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. No? No? Not that one? Do you like my jumper? It's nice. Do you know what it's made of? Boyfriend material. Hey! You look familiar. Did we go to the same school? I think we were in the same class. I swear we had chemistry. Ba-dum-bum. You like this? I thought that was a ba-dum, but you did a throw-up sound, so that worked quite well. NASA called and they said you were out of this world.
To be fair, that would probably work.
Yeah.
That'd probably work.
Damn, girl, is your name Wi-Fi? Because I feel a connection. Okay, this is a knock-knock one. Ready?
Yeah.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
When, where?
When, where, who?
Tomorrow night, my house, you. Boom.
To be fair, that could work, but don't say your house.
Okay, boom.
Yeah. Oh.
The boom was too much confidence. Okay. No pen, no paper, but baby, you still draw my attention. No? Sometimes it's the way you say it, isn't it? Okay, so now, on the risk of offending you, I've got some wrong ones.
Right, okay.
So please never say these ones. Yeah, just more offensive ones, really. Do you work at Subway? Because you just gave me a foot long.
I feel like Hannah will prefer these ones.
Yeah. Would you like an Australian kiss? It's like a French kiss, but down under. Yeah. Are you a pirate? Because I have a lot of semen waiting for you. Arr. It told me to say arr at the end.
Is this why you asked me yesterday if I'm easily offended?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Are you Medusa? Because you're turning me hard. The FBI is after me and wants to steal my penis. Can I hide it inside you?
Okay, I think that one is the best.
Yeah, I didn't feel good about saying that one. I feel dirty saying that one. I'm sweating. I'm not going to get cancelled, am I?
Can I ask you a question, Sam?
Yeah.
How much would you have to be paid to actually use these in real life? Like, say, if you were on a night out.
I think the ones that aren't, like, crazy offensive, like the cheesy ones, like the phone number
what
one.
What about the ones that you just
oh, said? No, I don't think I would.
I can imagine you. You wouldn't be able to look someone in the eye and say that, would you?
Nah. I'm struggling to look. I can't look at you in the eye while I'm saying these
no,
right now.
No, I've noticed.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm like a Domino's pizza. If I don't come in 30 minutes, next one's free.
Hey.
I hear you're looking for a stud. Well, I've got an STD and all I need is you.
That is terrible. Because
not only does that say that I have an STD, it's a strange one. Internet. The internet gave me that.
It's the way you say it, right?
Huh?
It's the way you say it.
Yeah, it's the way you say it. Yeah. Are you an orphanage? Because I want to give you kids.
What is that?
What?
Are you an orphanage? Because I want to give you kids. That's one of the ones that came up. Alan's looking at me like, why did you say that? Orphanage, because I want to give you kids.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay. No, I get it now.
And finally, my sofa pulls out, but I don't. There you go.
Nice.
There you go. Now everyone's equally offended by that.
Way.
So none of them would work, really?
On me, no.
No. And should guys say it? Say any of those ones?
I've never really been that mad keen on chat-up lines, to be honest with you.
No.
I can't...
Is there one you've had that you've, like, thought, oh, okay, that's good?
You know what? It didn't actually work because nothing actually happened. But I did. There was one time a guy messaged me on Instagram and he just messaged me an emoji of a ball. And I was just like, question mark. And he was like, excuse me, I've lost my ball. I think it's in your court.
Hey!
That's good.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts a conversation.
Yeah, but then delete.
I can't remember. No, I know him anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, bro.
I mean, like, yeah, so I don't know. I don't think I was interested in him. I can't remember, to be honest with you, but I just thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, that is quite funny. Yeah. Yeah, that is a good one. Well, thank you so much, Hannah, for your time here.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been fun. No, it's been
really good. Option One Podcast, please come back. And yeah, I won't do awful chat up lines to you anymore.
I'd love to come back.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. Don't forget, everyone, if you were... Comment chat up lines that you think would work on Hannah Sophia, which is none so far. Don't forget to like, support us, follow us. Everyone that does it, it just helps us grow and we can do more fun stuff like this, Hannah. Yeah?
Yep.
Right, so thank you very much. That was the Option One Podcast.
You're through to Option One.
Option One Podcast.